President Bush urged Congress today to open offshore waters in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, or ANWR, in Alaska to oil drilling. In comments to reporters following a meeting with his economic team at the Department of Energy, Bush said one of the main reasons for high gas prices is because demand for crude oil is exceeding supply.
One of the main reasons why gasoline prices are up is because crude oil prices are up, and one reason crude oil prices are up is because demand is outstripping supply. The vast potential of crude oil reserves on offshore lands, as well as in Alaska, as well as in oil shale in the western part of our country.
Bush blamed Democrats in Congress for blocking drilling off the coast and in ANWR, and pressed House leaders to address rising oil prices before the August recess, which could be just a week away.
These members of Congress, particularly the Democratic leadership, must address this issue before they go home for this upcoming August break. They have a responsibility to explain to their constituents why we should not be drilling for more oil here in America to take a pressure off of gasoline prices. These are tough economic times for the American citizens. There is a way forward to help relieve some of the pressure on their pocketbook.
Congressional Democrats have condemned any thoughts of offshore oil drilling. Yesterday, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called drilling in protected areas an absolute hoax on the part of the Bush administration and congressional Republicans. But as the Washington newspaper The Hill reported on Thursday, that might put her at odds with fellow Democrats. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid said on Wednesday that expanded offshore drilling is not off the table, and that Democrats will take a look at whether states should be able to choose to drill off their coasts. A Zogby poll published in late June showed 74% in favor of drilling in U.S. coastal waters, and that includes 58% support of Democrats. Newport Richey State Senator Mike Fasano is one Florida Republican who says he is not opposed to drilling off of Florida's Gulf Coast.
We've already heard about the possibility of a communist country looking at drilling not too far south from our shores, joining hands with Cuba. And I'm a big believer that if we can do anything we can to reduce the dependency on foreign oil, my understanding is today, Mitch, that over 70% of our oil needs are imported from other countries. It's kind of sad when you know that there are abundant of oil reserves off our coast and throughout the United States, whether it be in Alaska or up in the Dakotas or in Mississippi. But as long as we know that the rigs, as they call them, are going to be more than 100, 150 miles off our coast, no one will see them. They will not hurt our environment, as we know, because the technology, the advanced technology today that we have, will not only see oil sooner, but make it safer as well.
Well, do you think that's politically possible in the state? The governor has weighed in on this and saying he would support it, but you mentioned the idea of how far these rigs would be from the beach. There's such concern that on an economic level, that tourism being so critical to this area, the fear of, you know, a spill, maybe it's overblown, but nevertheless, that is a strong feeling that people have that if you were to allow this to happen, you could have real negative effects on the beaches and therefore tourism.
I understand the concern, but I truly believe, Mitch, with the oil rigs out 150 plus miles, the technology that we have today, the advanced technology, as you know, we already have oil rigs throughout the Gulf of Mexico, off the shores of Louisiana and Alabama and Texas. They have withstood hurricanes as high as Katrina without any effect to the environment. And those were built many years ago. With the technology and the ability that we have today, there's always going to be a risk. But, you know, right now we have, and my constituents are telling me, they can no longer afford a $4 gallon of gasoline. And it's not just $4. It's what the future is going to bring us as well. I mean, they're predicting by the end of 2009, $5 plus for a gallon of gasoline. I have constituents telling me they can no longer drive back and forth to work. In fact, one gentleman told me he had to give his job up in Hillsborough County. He lives in Pasco County here in Florida because the cost of gasoline was just too much. That's why I support what John McCain is saying, and he's saying this. Allow the states to make the decision. Barack Obama sits in the back rows along with other Democrats, throws the bombs, criticizes, being critical, but doesn't come up with a plan, doesn't come up with a way that we can be less dependent and reducing the gallon of gasoline that your listener, my constituent, has to put in their car every day.